High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Darren Kahn, Executive General Manager at Hatzolah Medical Rescue. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Good. All good. Thank you, Howard. Thank you for having us on the show.
When you assumed this position, obviously, there was no, there wasn't even an imagining of a pandemic, or was there? What was the timing like?
Sure. No, that's for sure, Howard. I mean, I joined the organization 6 months before COVID hit, and never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that we'd go through what I'm actually going through now. But on the flip side, on the positive side, I'm very fortunate and very privileged to actually be in such an organization. Coming from the corporate world, quite different, but when you're in the environment and you're saving lives every single day of your life, it really takes a totally different turn to a career and to really what you're doing in your life.
And it has to be one of those things that one day you look back on and thought that, wow, you know, that's what I did during the pandemic. And it's something that I very strongly believe in, is that you might have found yourself in that position. Others don't find themselves in the similar type of position, but we've all got a job to do, and we've all got to figure out what that job is in order to help people get through. How are the people within the Hatzolah organization managing? Because they've been running literally non-stop for over a year, yes, with periods of relative calm, but at the moment it has to be chaos for them.
No, I must be honest, Howard. At the moment the team are exhausted. The guys have been running off their feet. Obviously for the last year, the guys have all been busy and really have been unbelievable. But I think the last 4 or 5 weeks have just, from a scale point of view, have just been in another level. The guys are really tired. They're exhausted. They're working 7 days a week. Our wellness program, 7 days a week, 14, 15 hours a day. At the same time, also obviously our responders and our dispatchers at the same time, our call volumes have also increased incredibly. Just to give you like a bit of an indication, I'm not sure if you're going to ask some stats, but just.
We love stats, so go for it.
Love stats. Yeah. So just to give you an indication, we won't even talk about the first wave because it seems so small in comparison. And if we looked at the second wave and we thought, wow, there are a lot of patients. And just an indication, at the time, I think we took on maybe 286 patients. The 1 week, and I think we, at one time, we were sitting on 333 active patients. Currently, just to take you through the last 2 or 3 weeks, I think the previous week, we took on 701 patients, in that week. It came down, thank goodness, to 647 patients. That's on average almost close to 100 patients per day. So, just so you can understand the volume, that means that every single person who comes onto our program, gets an oximeter and a thermometer, as you're aware. I'm sure, Uriel's been on the program quite a few times.
A number of times, yeah.
That means every single person gets an oximeter and a thermometer delivered to their house. And every person is allocated a caller, meaning we categorize people into a low risk, intermediate, high risk, depending on what category you're in. You either get called once a day or twice a day. So I'm just going to go back to the stats. Thank goodness, I'm not sure if it is anything or not, we always work from a Friday to a Friday. So currently we've got 120 new cases this week. So that's on average about 60 a day. So it looks like it.
That's slightly lower than the last two weeks at this time, right?
Let's hope that it is coming down. I'm sure all of you or a lot of people looked at Richard Friedland's presentation the other day, and it seems like that we have peaked. So hopefully that the numbers are coming down. But in saying that, currently we've got 1,202 active people on the program. We've got 115 kids on our program. We've got 154 people, who are on O2 at home. So basically we provide them with oxygen concentrators at home. And obviously living in South Africa, the challenges of electricity we've also had to provide these people inverters as well. Currently there's 63 people in hospital. Just to give you an indication of what we've been doing over the last couple of days. So every person who's on O2, also, from a certain age onwards, kids can't actually, the readings on oximeters, don't pick up very nicely from a kid point of view. So we actually have nurses. We've got 16 full-time nurses. In fact, I think we hit the highest day. I think it was on Friday, where there were 312 nurse rounds in one day. We have 20 Hatzol assist drivers that are taking these nurses and taking patients to and from hospital on a daily basis. We've got blood runners. Once if a patient is not well, doctor's not comfortable with the patient, we take blood, and we've got guys running to and back from the laboratories. So just to give you a
just the logistics, the logistics of this operation is immense.
No, it's actually crazy. I mean, I wouldn't like to bring you to our base, obviously, because times are good, but just to actually experience, to actually see what goes on in the mornings when we're preparing for the nurse rounds, and evenings when the guys come back, it's a real operation. I mean, just to give you an indication, I mean, our Hatzola normal team is made up of basically 120 full-time and volunteers, which is basically made up of responders, dispatchers, CRU and admin. Currently we've got 248 people who are actually currently under the Hatzola banner. Obviously includes callers as well on the wellness program. So the numbers are big, but thank Hashem, there are a lot of unbelievable people out there. Our responders, dispatchers, our callers have really, everybody's come to the party and really doing our best to help the community and look after every single person.
How have you managed to scale like this? Because one of the things that I keep hearing about is difficulties with trained staff, with nursing, with equipment. How have you managed this?
To be honest, it's been a learning curve for everybody, but at the end of the day, you've got to bring in all your resources, one thing we've realized is that, to serve these volumes, we just, as and when we need people, we're just having to bring in people. The fact that in order to source the equipment, to source concentrators, it's been challenging. But thank goodness we've managed it. We've just got to do every day. We're monitoring, just making sure that our numbers are right in terms of oximeters and thermometers and our O2 machines. We just got to be on top of things. And, we've got an amazing team, of extremely capable people, and, we're managing at the moment.
In terms of emotional support for Hatzola personnel, because they're dealing with people at their most vulnerable, at their absolute worst, fearful, anxious, very ill. How do you manage this within the team?
Okay, so that's actually a very, very good, very, very good question that you've asked. We realized about a year ago in terms of mental wellness, how important role it actually plays, both within the organization and obviously also within the community. We have brought on, Sherry Hansen in terms of she's been working us, part-time from a mental wellness being, and we've got a very dedicated team of over 20 crisis response unit individuals who range from psychologists, social workers, etc. And these individuals are supporting both the community as well as our individual team. I think we don't actually realize we have realized the impact that this has been having on our team. When you're seeing such things on a daily basis, so we really have, we try to make a big effort, and, Sherry specifically is trying to keep an eye on the team to make sure that the guys are being looked after. We do offer to the team any sort of, if they need help, that's always been our strong belief that, a healthy team, healthy mind means a healthy team. So we do certainly look after the guys in terms of that.
And of course you add the fact that they too have families, and families who might be ill, add that anxiety to it and the exhaustion, and it's potentially a difficult situation. Do you force your teams to take downtime?
So, you know what, Howard,
is that a privilege that you can ill afford right now?
No, I think one thing we really what's very important, I mean, when I talk of full-timers, I think it's very important that we really stress the importance of family time and taking a break. I mean, it's been difficult. I mean, the last few weeks, especially, you know, come July time, families wanting to go on holiday. It's obviously an opportune time of school closing. Some of the wives are teachers. So we do encourage, the team to take off. Yeah. And, the guys have been. It obviously puts a lot more pressure on everyone else. But, you know, we're very fortunate, to have a very strong, full-time team, as well as the volunteers have really been unbelievable. I mean, don't forget, I mean, they're the ones who really work a full day, and then they're taking up their shifts at night and on Sundays and weekends and Shabbases. So, we do encourage downtime, but, the team have really proved, I think, when times are tough and we're going through times like this, the team, just on their own accord, just know what they've got to do and they do it. And,
incredible.
Yeah, so as much as we do encourage it, the team also,
it's got to be real and practical.
Yeah.
Darren Kahn, that's Executive for sure. General Manager at Hatola Medical Rescue. Just keep doing God's work. Absolutely phenomenal.